Here we are, as promised, with the Straubs, the acoustic trio. The Straubs, they've had many incarnations. We'll be talking about a few of them anyway, as many as we have time for this half hour. But right now, Dave Cousins, Dave Lambert, and Brian Willoughby. Will you begin with a song, gents?
You certainly will.
Thank you.
One, two, three, two, two, three. Hillside was a patchwork quilt. Neatly stitched, a tidy hedge, and crumbling gray stone wall. The trees were bare, but spring was near. To conjure up its endless streets of green magic handkerchiefs. Could you only see what I've seen, you would surely know what I mean. I think I must have caught a glimpse of heaven. A string of diamonds formed a stream that tumbled down the daunting cliff to sparkle bright on the beach. Could you only see what I've seen, you would surely know what I mean. I think I'm
Radio WUMB. Whew. The Straubs. A little piece of heaven for sure. And a piece of springtime, too.
Oh, yes, it was written in the West Country down in Devon in England, where I lived for 20 years. And there's a lovely village down there called Branscombe, which is mostly owned by the National Trust now.
Hmm.
And all of the houses are thatch cottages. And you wind your way down the hill past the little pub. On the right hand side, there's the last bakery that bakes on wooden faggots. And you wind your way down to the church, and then you climb up on the cliff and you look out on this glorious sight.
So you can really step back in time.
It is a glimpse of heaven, it really is.
Yeah. And the three guitars from the Straubs. We've got Dave Cousins, who we're speaking with at the moment, Dave Lambert, and Brian Willoughby all playing guitar, but the arrangement on that has a dulcimer-like quality.
The original version had a dulcimer on it and an auto harp as well.
Is that right?
But it's the fact that there are, one guitar is in an open tuning and the other guitars are playing in different positions that gives it that sort of ethereal quality.
Mm. That must be an awful lot of fun to sit around and say, what shall we do with it this year, fellas?
We try and put it together like the instruments of an orchestra. So although each guitar looks like a guitar, it's played, the parts are played for as many different instruments as we can summon. So I would think cello or double bass or clarinet or something like that.
Now, are any or all of you fellows classically trained musicians?
No, not
classically.
I took two classical lessons once.
Did you? But being immersed in music like that, and now what kinds of things do you listen to when you say, you know, I hear cello, I hear clarinet?
Well, I listen to classical music a lot, but I don't listen to a lot of music, to be honest. I never have. Dave, you're a big listener, aren't you, Dave?
I listen to anything from Bob Dylan to world music. Radio Tarifa is my current favourite. It's a group that comes from the furthest, the southernmost point of Spain, closest to Africa, and they're remarkable.
So there's always
there's
something
Moorish
informing.
Yeah, there's Moorish, Spanish influences.
Mm. I mean, if Dave finds something, he usually passes it on to me if it's of interest, so I know sort of more or less what wavelength he's on.
Wow.
What he's thinking about, but my personal taste is just really just quiet classical music, and Beethoven's my hero.
Well, that's a good place to begin.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think it's where I get my parts.
Well,
from.
You know, speaking of music from all around the world, the Straubs, though from Britain, have a reputation and tour all over the world. But you've particularly it's so topical and of such fascination that you've come from Toronto.
Yeah, we were there for 3 nights in a club called Hugh's Room, which I can recommend to anybody. And over in England, as we were leaving on the Monday, on the Sunday, the news was full of the fact that people shouldn't go to Toronto because it was so dangerous. And we thought, well, what should we do? So we took the decision to fly over. We drove up to the border. There was no warning on the way there that there was anything dangerous in Toronto. We were staying well away from, about 20 kilometres away from the Scarborough area where the outbreak is. But it was a bit spooky playing there. And we got applauded, not literally, but we got applauded for actually being brave enough to go there. In the club, it didn't occur to you playing, but afterwards you were mixing with the public and you thought, oh dear. But we seem to have got away with it so far.
Well, that's great. And we're so delighted that you're here and that you've got some marvelous places to play in our area. This very evening, a Monday night show at the Blackthorn Tavern. That's in South Easton. Then Johnny D's, their acoustic night. What a great way to spend an acoustic night at Johnny D's with the Straubs acoustic trio. And then out at the Iron Horse on Thursday night. Now, are you taking Wednesday off to rest a little bit?
I can't remember now. I don't think so.
The tour's on a roll, so
yes.
Well, there'll be plenty
are.
Of places to go hear other music if you're in the market. There's always some places.
We'll be down to Philadelphia in between.
Ah. Well, there's a new album, The Acoustic Straubs, although we still file it under S, Baroque and Roll. And that kind of goes with Dave Lambert's love of Beethoven.
Yeah, sort of. But
the point
that's missed, and I'm sure Dave will tell you this.
It was actually based on a pun in England, because we don't pronounce it Baroque.
You say
we pronounce
Baroque.
It Baroque. So it was Baroque. Rock and roll. It's Baroque and roll. But it's...
Well, there's always been that language barrier between the
Americans
and the
Brits.
Yeah, that's
judge your yeah.
Well, how about another song? We'll come back and talk a little bit about how the Straubs acoustic trio arrived.
Okay, well, the three of us, let's get down a little bit here. The three of us grew up pretty much in the same area of West London. And we got to know one another through the local folk club. But then we used to go out and have a good time together, you know, having a few beers together. And our favourite place to go was Richmond-upon-Thames. And it was seriously beautiful there. The girls were the prettiest girls, you know, they had the longest legs, the shortest skirts, the highest heels and the blondest hair. And, you know, but we used to, we used to go there for a drink and a chat with the boys. But many years later, you know, you get married and you have kids, and so you take your kids to the park, and the big park to go to was Old Deer Park. And Old Deer Park runs alongside the River Thames, and in between that there's a little stream called the Minnehaha, where you take the kids fishing for tiddlers and for frog spawn and so on. And this song was written about those days of growing up. This is you and I when we were young.
Straubs.
I sometimes sit and think about our evenings in the firelight, you and I, when we were young, laughing at the crazy paths and shadows that were dancing on the wall. Without a care, with time to spend, hardly speaking for hours on end. That was you and I when we were young.
Folk Radio WUMB, you know, part of the beauty of an acoustic trio is how it sounds live. Ooh, my. Well, you know, we've enjoyed the recording very much.
Great.
And to say it your way, Dave Cousins, baroque and roll from the Acoustic Straubs. Thank you. Well, you know, I knew that at some point in my past life, but thanks for reminding us of that. And The real enchantment of it, though, is the, even, of course, you can't play it on the radio without microphones, because because then no one would hear it. But in the small setting, when you're working out the parts and so forth, the fact that you can, in such a spare setting, create so much, weave so much sound.
The problem always with band music is space. And when I think now about playing in an electric band, I have this sort of mental image of no space. I wonder where the space is, because that's what you're always trying to.
Do you mean the acoustic space or the physical space?
No, acoustic space. The sound space, the space that the sound exists in, and of course we've got that in tons with the acoustic side. What we thought would be the problem was filling that space, but in fact it's just the same thing. It's just
we leave out more than we was ever there before.
Yeah. So the space becomes the beauty.
And we're going over older songs and looking back at them, and redoing them in a different way entirely. Although the songs remain the same, we're actually playing them as they were written. And that's the beauty of it, is that people can actually hear the song as it was originally created.
The way they first occurred.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you go in the studio, you get carried away with, you know, the opportunity. Oh, you've got 24 tracks, let's fill every one. This album was recorded much more simply than that. And you don't need all those tracks.
No, and in fact, some of the most riveting music is...
Well, the best recordings are live, aren't they?
Or at least live in the studio are very spare.
Mm.
Yeah.
That album was recorded essentially live in the studio. We sang it and played it as it came out. There was a couple of little embellishments here and there. We added strings on it, three songs, but that was our choice to do that because we felt.
And you really, as we mentioned before, have ways of duplicating that with
the
guitars.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, speaking of live, we should let folks know that this evening, tonight, a Monday night show with the Straubs, acoustic, at the Blackthorn Tavern, and at Johnny D's on Tuesday night in Davis Square, Somerville, and then out at the Iron Horse in Northampton on Thursday night. So, really, you have no excuse, because they're playing all over Eastern and Central Massachusetts, wherever our listeners are. I mean, unless they're listening in Britain, which they may be, or wherever. And in fact, of course, this program, you know, you're hearing the Straubs live right now, aren't you?
Well, the thing is, at our shows, we always, after we've played, we always go out and have a chat to the audience. So if anybody wants to come and have a chat to us, we do. We'll spend hours. And, you know, we never go to bed. But it's true.
Also, our website all the shows is very
Well, and that must be inspiring as a songwriter to meet all those different people from all the different places.
Sometimes I've got a very different idea of what the songs are about to what I have.
I just usually nod and say, yes, that's right. Because I think it's nice that the people have their own interpretations of lyrics. I mean, that is one of the joys of songwriting, is that people can get it completely wrong. And yet you look at it a few days later and you think, oh, maybe that they do have a point about that. You actually discover meanings in your own songs that you didn't see before.
All different ways, different people shining different colors of light on the same same words. Well, of course, that's one of the beauties of the English language, I suppose, of any language, are the different shades of meaning of a single word.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
right. You know, one of the things I think is really interesting about the band is the name of the band, the Straubs. Now, this is not...
There never was a "the." It's Straubs.
It's Straubs. Yeah. Okay, it's Straubs. Mm. And it began as...
We started out in Strawberry Hill, which is a small area in West London, right near where I now live again. And I went to school just about half a mile down the road from where I'm living, and that's just about half a mile from Strawberry Hill. And we used to rehearse in Strawberry Hill in a little flat there. The flat was owned by Susie Shan, who was the daughter of Ben Shan, the famous American painter. And we started doing folk clubs, and we didn't have a name for the group, and somebody booked us to go and play, and they said, well, what are you called? And we didn't have a name, so I said, oh, Strawberry Hill Boys, because we were into bluegrass music, the Foggy Mountain Boys, the Rocky Mountain Boys, the Stony Mountain Boys. It was probably the worst thing we ever did, actually, in terms of a name. But of course, when we started writing our own songs, there's no way you can call yourself the Strawberry Hill Boys. It just didn't fit. So everybody said, oh, the Straubs are here. So we became the Straubs. But it wasn't our choice. We just became abbreviated to the Straubs, and that's how it became, how it came to be.
That is how it is with the band, too, isn't it?
We've abbreviated
you choose a name. You choose a name for better or worse. It's the name of the band,
yeah.
And there you are. And of course, it also has the distinction, Straubs, of being a one of a kind band name.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. It does. Yeah, yeah. And again, it's another thing you see that that people will interpret in their own way. And it's another time when people tell me what they think it means. I just let them believe that's what it means, because that's what it means to them.
Oh, so maybe, you know, we shouldn't really...
Oh, they have all kinds of...
We won't tell anyone else then about Strawberry Hill Boys.
Keep that
okay.
One to yourself.
Yeah. All right, very good. Yeah. And meanwhile, we should introduce all three Straubs. Brian Willoughby on guitar. And Dave Cousins, vocals and guitar, and Dave Lambert, vocals and guitar, and three very different kinds of guitars. Briefly, we should just tell people who can't see them what kind you're playing. Let's start with Dave Lambert.
This is a Washburn Sundowner,
and gorgeously decorated, we might add, as well.
Yeah, looking guitar. It plays very, very easily.
And Dave Cousins?
A little Gibson. I don't know what it is.
What vintage is this little Gibson?
EC-10, I'm told by Brian. It's just a guitar. It's a nice guitar. It's a lovely, lovely Gibson. And
a very powerful guitar.
And Mr. Willoughby, your guitar?
A Gibson J185 EC.
Lovely all. Of course, they're really not much good unless you play them. So how about another song?
Well, I said we'd abbreviated ourselves from a band down to a trio. We're going to abbreviate even further, because I'm not going to sing on this one.
This is a song from the album called Live Inside Your Hell Tonight, essentially dealing with our consciences.
dead bird in a green field. Still and peaceful the body lay. I don't need to witness something to confirm all my deepest fears, but I climbed into my car and I stopped for help arriving. So I'll live inside my help tonight, knowing I was only noting.
Folk Radio. That's Dave Lambert and Brian Willoughby. Straubs as among the many different combinations and variations that you guys use in terms of songwriting, playing together, and history as well. Gorgeous song from Baroque and Roll, Acoustic Straubs on Witchwood Records, which I think is, have I got that right? Yes, it is, yeah. Witchwood Records.
Witchwood, yeah.
And we ought to actually talk about that ever so briefly, shouldn't we? Because that's a word that resonates with Straubs fans, right. And the new acoustic album is on that record label. Are there other perhaps vintage recordings that now appear on CD on Witchwood
there
Records?
We are in negotiations to reclaim our first two albums, and they'll be coming out on the Witchwood label. It's our own label. We've set it up deliberately for that purpose. There's a new album called Blue Angel, which we've got in the van outside, which we'll go and get you a copy of in a bit. There's an album by Rick Wakeman and myself, which I made last year, and that's also available. We'll get you one of those too, if you like. It's the big giveaway. there's new plans in that. There's a DVD coming out very shortly, which has got the Straubs in Tokyo in concert in 1975.
Oh, fun. Huh?
And also the film that very, very few people know.
You look
know
back
about.
At hairdos I regret.
No, it's prayers I regret. But also there's a film from the Grave New World album. It actually was a half-hour movie made for the cinema, and that's also on this DVD. So that'll be out very shortly. And if people want to see what's available, just type Witchwood Records into the search engine, and up it comes.
That's the advantage, of course, I'm sure. There are many wonderful songs whose titles you could have reworked for a record label title, but Witchwood Records, there's unique, or in the search term vernacular, sufficiently unique to retrieve just what you want.
Yes,
great.
Yeah.
Witchwood Records is where you find current Straubs recordings, and in fact, there was a Brian and Dave Cousins duo, as well, and now, of course, all three of you have, as you say, over the years, played together and in and out of each other's lives. Mm. How wonderful to have you all three here!
It's great to be here.
We are live. Straubs, one more song.
Yeah, and we're going to finish with a song that's, although it was written a long time ago, is especially relevant to the current circumstances. On September the 11th, I went to meet my son in the local pub, and I went in there and ordered myself a drink. He came rushing in from the taxi and said, have you heard what's going on? And there was no television on in the pub. And suddenly we switched on the television. This was around lunchtime, our time. And we suddenly saw a plane go straight into the Twin Towers. And we sat there, the whole pub sat there in absolute numb silence, watching this unbelievable event unfolding in front of our eyes. It was really quite the most moving event I've seen in many years. And although this song was written many years ago, perhaps it has really a relevance to the situation today. This is New World. There's blood in the dust, where the city's heart beats. The children play games that they take from the streets. How can you teach when you've so much to learn?
May you rot. May you.